From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Underwater robots are positioning a four-story dome over a blown-out well that's leaking huge amounts of oil in the Gulf of Mexico. But NPR's Jeff Brady says getting the dome in place is just the beginning of a process to staunch part of the oil flow.
Over the weekend, crews plan to connect a pipe a mile up to the surface of the water. Then early next week, BP hopes to begin pumping the oil into a tanker. Coast Guard Admiral Mary Landry sought to downplay any expectations that the experimental project will succeed.
There's a lot of steps before it actually can be activated, so I want to let you know that this is going to take a few days. This is not going to be something instantaneous, and it may or may not work.
Even if it does work, Landry says it's a temporary fix. She says the only thing that will stop the leak for good is to close off and cement the well. Meantime, oil already is washing on shore in remote parts of Louisiana. Crews are continuing to lay more boom to protect sensitive coastlines. Over 150 miles of boom has been put in the water so far. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Robert, Louisiana.
Health authorities are looking into an E. coli outbreak, possibly linked to a certain type of lettuce. NPR's Giles Snyder reports at least 19 people have been sickened.
12 of those who fell ill were hospitalized, 3 with reported life-threatening symptoms. Federal health officials say they're looking into 10 other possible cases. The outbreak has turned up in 3 states, Ohio, New York, and Michigan, and those sickened include students on 3 college campuses. The outbreak is being linked to a brand of romaine lettuce that's generally sold in bulk. Freshway Foods of Sidney, Ohio, says it's recalling the lettuce sold under the Freshway and Imperial Cisco brands in 23 states and the District of Columbia. According to food safety advocates, the Food and Drug Administration is focusing on romaine lettuce grown in Arizona. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
The end of the week for Wall Street wasn't quite as bad as Thursday's prelude, but today's more than 1% decline for the major market indexes capped a week many investors might like to forget. The Dow fell 5.7% for the week. Losses were even steeper for the Standard & Poor's 500 and the NASDAQ. Julie Neiman is a market analyst with Smith, Moore & Company in St. Louis. She says while Greece's debt problems and some trading anomalies this week played a major role, a market adjustment was probably overdue.
Probably individual investors need to stick to the plan. Yesterday was a phenomenal incident. We don't know the total cause of it yet. But even that aside, this is a correction. This isn't the end all over again. We're not looking at a huge plunge back down to where we were last March.
After the stock market closed today, federal regulators in a statement said they still aren't sure what caused yesterday's big market drop. Today on Wall Street, the Dow dropped 139 points, ending the week at 10,380. The NASDAQ composite was down 54 points. The Standard & Poor's 500 fell 17 points today. This is NPR. State Department officials are again taking Iran to task, pointing to what they call a missed opportunity by that country to meet its international obligations. Government officials noting comments made by Iran's foreign minister, in which he is said to have told UN Security Council diplomats his country won't stop enriching uranium and that Iran has a right to pursue nuclear technology. Meanwhile, there are reports a new round of UN sanctions against Iran will likely be ready by mid-June. After an impassioned debate, the German parliament has approved its share of a controversial bailout for Greece. The EU, along with the IMF, will provide Athens with billions of dollars in loans over the next 3 years. Thomas Martzel reports from Berlin.
Chancellor Angela Merkel's conservative coalition has a solid majority in parliament. That allowed it to push through the nearly $30 billion bailout the government says is essential to stop a debt crisis from spreading throughout Europe. Polls show Germans, still feeling the effects of a major recession, are overwhelmingly opposed to aiding Greece and say Merkel should do more to help her own country. A group of prominent academics is trying to get an injunction against the law from the country's Supreme Court. They say it violates EU treaties and would stoke inflation here. Attention is now turning toward a crucial election Sunday in Germany's most populous state. Surveys don't look good for the German leader. If she loses, her economic reform program could be in danger. For NPR News, I'm Thomas Martzall in Berlin.
The new number one choices for baby names, according to the Social Security Administration, is Isabella for girls and Jacob for boys. That's based on the agency's 2009 assessment. In the case of boy names, Jacob has reigned at number one for 11 straight years. However, Isabella is a new top name, ousting Emma from the number one girl name to number two. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.